Williams.
I'm Tyrone. And you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, check. With your host, Steve Mike. Dean Williams. So get on board, check. Long dick style.
Check. Steve, the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on, I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve. Congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated M-A-N. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, mindset. I got the man mindset, mindset. Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, honest. Teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. It's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting. Keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single. He's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next date, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause right, you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes. This is the man mindset.
It is. Game! Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time!
All right. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing, man? It's your boy, the Dean. Let me move this damn camera, man, while I'm up in y'all face and shit. What's going on, guys? How y'all doing? I want to welcome y'all to the show, man. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. We're going to chop it up for a few hours. I want to shout out to everybody. Matter of fact, right there, I want to shout out to the 138. Always giving y'all love for breaking that record. Also, want to give a shout out to all the guys out there listening to the show, man. I welcome you all, man. All you guys listening to the show, come on in, sit back, relax. We got a lot to talk about on this show. I'll talk about that in 1 second. I do want to say for all the guys out there listening to the show, if you do get the opportunity and chance, and I just want to tip my hat off to yous that take time to go ahead and subscribe, like, and get the notification buttons to get the updates on the show. That's what we want to do. If you want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056, and we'd love to hear from you guys. As we always do, guys, we ask all you guys just to do a few things if you want to be part of what we are trying to teach you, what we're trying to show you. We ask all you guys out there, go ahead and get your crayons out. Not your crayons, get your crayons out, yeah, but get your puzzle pieces out, man. Get your puzzle pieces and knock out the puzzles, man. Very important to knock out the puzzles. Also, guys, you get the opportunity, go ahead and put a Q in there if you have a question. T if you're texting a woman. S if you want to stomp me. Or if you want to make a statement, go ahead and do that. We welcome all you guys with open arms. And that's what this show is about. Guys, the thing about this show that we pride ourselves in is that we want to make sure that everything that we do here is in-house, and that's something that we try to teach you guys. We're trying to teach you guys out there to create an environment for yourself that is in-house. So, guys, what you're about to hear is 100% authentic, 100% original. It's coming exactly through us and all this other stuff, okay? Just wanted to say that to all you guys out there. First hour, again, as we always do, we'll go over the creed at the top of the hour. If we hit 150, we'll give a shout-out to everybody. And other than that, we'll get this thing going and get it going right and chop it up. So with that being said, get this thing. I'm working all these damn buttons and stuff. Erico 111, how can I help you? What's up? 111, hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yo,
how can I help you, sir?
Hey, it's more, you put on a good show. I like listening. Me and my girlfriend, we've been dating about 3 months. We finally asked her to move in, and so we've been going in for about 3 weeks, moving in, and kind of having some, not problems, but a little bit of a rough patch. And I walked in the other day, and she
Yeah, this ain't the right show for you, dog. We don't move women in after 3 months, so you're in the wrong show, buddy. Take care of yourself, man. Peace. Yeah, I don't want to talk to nobody doing no stupid shit like that. Anyway, shout out to my dogs out there, man. I hope everything is good with y'all motherfuckers. Guys, you got a question, go ahead and ask. We got y'all covered, and we will definitely go ahead and chop it up. So let's talk about it. And today, on today's show, what we're going to be talking about and discussing is how to connect with her on a level that is going to get y'all the right way. As far as the game goes, and please take notes. If we're going too fast, let us know, and we will slow it down. If I'm going too fast for you, there's no dumb questions to ask. If you're asking the questions, that's what we want to do. We want to guide you guys on game. So what's important here, let me load this down, make sure we have this thing load down. Yeah, what's important here as far as the game goes, gentlemen, is that everything that you're doing as a man is showing the woman why she should go with you. Why should she deal with you? Why should she invest in you? Why should she buy into you? These are the things that we need to start asking ourselves of, I do, or what can I bring to the table to get her to begin that process, okay, guys? And let me make sure I gotta always check, because guys, we're using new equipment and stuff, so I gotta make sure that everything is good. But anyway, that's what we're gonna be talking about today. And if you have guys, if you have questions, please put a cue in there and anything like that. But we want to help you guys out as far as game goes and make sure that you have an understanding, gentlemen, of what's going on. A lot of people don't give y'all understanding. A lot of people just talk about stuff. We want to give you understanding, okay? Understanding. See, there's got to be a part of you, okay, that has to, your warrior, that has to go beyond what you're dealing with right now as far as the game. It has to go beyond that. It has to go beyond your thinking, beyond how you feel, beyond how you move, okay? And in order for you to find that part of you, okay, it's very important that you learn that the world itself, especially when it comes to women, there is a great uncertainty that you must understand as men, that the game as well as life will never give you certainties. Everything's uncertain. And as everything's uncertain, we can't worry about guys out there. One thing we can't worry about the uncertainty of what a woman thinks about us or how she feels about us. I don't want you guys to ever feel like when you see a woman for the first time that you feel that, okay, that she has to like you. She has to be interested in you. A woman doesn't have to do anything. But what I want to talk to you about is, what can we do to get her maybe bite a little bit on the bait of you And that's what we're going to be talking about today, okay? And, but I ask you men, as a man, your warrior and who you are, what you bring to the table to a woman, it has to have an ability to successfully, move any kind of fear. See, okay, women can smell fear. Women can smell uncertainty. Women can smell someone that doesn't take risks all the time. They can smell that off of a guy who is not sure of himself. So we want to make sure that when you begin to talk to women, is that better, girl? All right, no, I smile. No, I'm good. Okay. I will smile. All right, yeah. If you bring the chocolate to the table. Oh, man. Anyway, let me get back to what I was saying, man. Let me get back. Anyway, guys, what I'm saying is how you move, your ability to move, your ability to not worry about fear, not worry about embarrassment, not worrying about being hurt, not worrying about what happens to you in that moment. But as I said before, you have to understand that every woman that you deal with has a perception. And that's very important to understand. She has her own perception. And what she perceives life to be, okay, it's not a bad thing. I don't ever want you guys to think that a woman has to perceive the world or see the world through your eyes. The beautiful thing about being a man is not having her see the world through your eyes, but her opening up her mind to allow you in to be able to see the world in a way that she's never seen it before by you driving her and moving her towards your core. You see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying to you guys, to move towards that core of yours. You guys have so much to offer a woman that I want to let y'all guys know, as offering a woman, moving the way you move, thinking the way you think, is what am I showing her? Remember, we talked about it. We talked about it last night. There's brand X, and then there's what you are. What are you to you? What can you sell the woman on, okay? What can you sell her on? Ask yourself that question. What can you sell her on? And it's not to sell her to make her change her mind. It's actually her watching you, how you move, how you think, to say to herself, I want to know that man a little bit more. I want to know more about him. How does he move? How does he think? You know what? And gentlemen, you don't have to be cute. You don't have to be tall. You don't have to be rich or anything like that to have a woman buy into you. We're too busy nowadays trying to create something for the woman to try to layer ourselves on her perception. I don't want you to layer yourself on her perception. What I want you to do is I want you to... Well, all my flirt the fuck guys know, bend that reality and everything, okay? That's what's important, because there's so much curiosity in that woman when there's interest. That's when she wants to know about you, you know what I mean? That's when she wants to know how you move, how you think, and all that other stuff. And that's what we're saying. See, a woman's perception has a criteria. Now, yes, they want to be cared for. They want to feel safe around you. They want to feel like they can be themselves without you judging them. There are a lot. Every woman has a different criteria. So I'm not going to sit here and say every woman, but I can tell you every woman wants to be cared for. Every woman wants to be around a man that they feel secure with. And they want someone that really, you know, makes them feel like... It's kind of hard to explain, because most women don't get the third thing, someone that can make her actually feel like a woman, because most women think that what they're dealing with right now makes them feel like a woman. When a guy does little things, or not even little things, a sometimes guy, not an all the time man, but a sometimes guy does that. guys, I got a question. Go ahead and put a cue in there and all this other stuff. And we got you, okay? So we don't approach women. And please, if you got a question, please put a cue in there. If you have a question, we got you, man. Let's see here. Like you said, yeah, make us feel comfy and protected. Yeah, put it in your hand. Absolutely. But what I'm saying to all of you out there, okay, I don't want you to necessarily speak her language or try to be something that you're not. That's, men don't do that. We don't try to fit in. We don't try to fit out. We just are. But what are you to you? Ask yourself this question. If you look in the man in the mirror, if you look at yourself in the mirror, would you buy into you? And if you were to sell yourself to yourself in the mirror, how would you do it? Would you hire you for anything or invest in you? And that is one of the, it's one of the hardest things that a guy has to do, because being honest with himself, if he was actually honest with himself, the answer would be no. But if, but most guys give themselves a sense, a false sense of reality by always saying, well, yeah, I'm that guy. I would buy into me. I would, I know how to sell myself, and I know how to, a person would hire me and a woman should invest in me. And that's not the truth. That's not the truth. Okay. That is not the truth. All right, and that's what we want to talk about today. Guys, lines are open if y'all want to call in. If you got any questions, please ask. We're here to chop it up. We're here to break things down. But in order to be able to guide the woman, one must be able to keep expanding his comfort zone, okay? See, as your sexual mind goes, and this is sexuality, it's a sexual. And not just being sexual, it's just being a man, is something that you carry throughout your life. I mean, you are always expanding your sexuality. And as you grow your mind and as you grow what you can do, and this is where a lot of guys have the problem. See, they're not expanding their comfort zone. They don't know how to kiss a woman properly. They don't know how to even talk to a woman. Remember, guys, if you watched last night's show, and we're going to cut that out. I gotta cut that clip out, and we're going to post that. It was like 2 hours, but what you will notice in that two-hour clip from last night, we had the success. You'll notice the guy, he was talking to the woman. He wasn't talking at her. He never asked her. Well, I'll break that down. See, remember, he was having trouble with her. And what most of y'all missed in that was the woman, she was down. She was depressed. She was just not feeling good about herself. And most of you guys cannot recognize or pick up on the little things that you must pick up on. Now, he missed it, but I didn't miss it. Taekwondo didn't miss it. And again, Taekwondo sat back, and I told him exactly what to say word for word, bar for bar. And if you notice, everything that I told him to say was not a question. I was in my, I was laying in my bed, and I couldn't sleep. And this is like, this is where the poetry comes in, because it was poetry in motion right there. I mean, I can start a poem just like that, laying in my bed, you know, not being able to sleep, but leaving things the way they were. Because the way he left things was she was depressed. See, you don't want, listen, guys, you always want to leave a woman with a smile on her face. You see what I'm saying? You always want to leave a woman with some type of impression that makes her excited to go beyond what you're saying, beyond the thought or the mind process. Let me just check real quick to see if there's any questions. I want to just make sure I get all the questions, if there are any questions. But what we want to do is we want to be able to expand our comfort zone, gentlemen. And it's something that it is very hard to do because we've never believed in ourselves enough to expand who we are and what we are to ourselves. We, for some reason, we just don't look at ourselves that way anymore. And this is what I keep trying to tell you guys when it comes to women. I don't want you to beg. I don't want you to argue with a woman. And you ready for this, guys? I don't even want you to agree with a woman. The biggest mistake that you can do are those things: beg, argue, and agree. Those are terrible turn-ons. Because let me explain something. Begging, you know, begging is begging. Please, 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 baby, 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 please, baby, 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 right? All that stuff. But arguing a point with a woman is a turnoff, because why argue something that she feels or something that she thinks or something that she's adamant in? You don't argue, but you don't agree as well, because listen, regardless of what she thinks and what she feels about life, this is the beautiful thing about game. I want her to be exactly what she is, whatever she feels, whatever her perception is. I am not here to mess with or try to change her perception, okay? I'm not trying to do that. Let me get to this question right here. Jonathan, in your opinion, is it better to stop dealing with women until I'm confident in my game or learn as I go? Well, now, student of game, I'll post that. I'm downloading right now. It's like 2 hours long. It's long, and I'll explain if y'all missed it real quick. A guy was having trouble with a woman. He met her in January, February, March, April. So 3 months he's been trying to get at her, and he was failing miserably. And she wasn't really rocking with him. So you know how we do, man. Mine says, hey, you know you had some gay. You know, you're like, hey, I got you, right? So we had him call. We told him what to say, and we hooked her. We hooked her in two messages. 3 months of work ended in two messages where she began to say, I want to learn more about you. Matter of fact, she was so excited about him after the messages that she didn't even want to get off the telephone. But we'll post that. We'll have that. I'll have that posted either late tonight or tomorrow in the daytime. But I will have that posted. I just got to – it's such a – because we did like 7 hours last night. So, you know, we did 7 hours. I haven't even crashed. I was in the studio laying some more poetry tracks down and working on a bunch of stuff. So it was just like the days are just like together as one. So but it was a great thing, and I will post that. But basically, it was showing you how men move as far as talking to a woman. Yeah, Nikki, we did six hours and 49 minutes. All right, six hours and 49 minutes, somewhere around there. But we were spin game, but in there. And I'll post that, guys, and make sure y'all subscribe, because I'll drop that, because because it's 6 hours, so I got to cut it and then got to load it up and all of that other stuff. So, but in that 6 hours, you'll see that I'm telling him how to talk to the woman, not talk at her, talk to her. And by talking to her, you're not asking questions, you're talking to her, you're connecting. And through the stuff I told him to say, now remember, she's not feeling good about herself. So I told him some smooth things to say to get her out of that gray area, to bring a little bit of sunshine. And then she started following his lead. And it was just two months. Now I'm showing you how bad a motherfucker I am. 2 months, it took two messages. Two messages to swing the pendulum. Two messages. And y'all will see that live. We did it live, unscripted. Everything came off the top of my dome. That's what game is about. Let me ask you a question. All right, so Jay, this is important to understand, my brother. Here's your problem. Your problem is that you're not looking at game the right way. Women have nothing to do with the game, nothing at all. The game is all about you communicating with yourself while dealing with women. why meeting women? So, again, you're a new guy, and if you knew, you should be working on your scribe. You should be working on your marketing team. You should be working on your sexual side. You should be working on all these things, but most of y'all guys are not doing that. Most of you guys don't even have your puzzle pieces. So you're always going to end up in the same situation that you were in. Let me see here. Let me get this next question. Let's see here. How do you build magnetic attraction on the phone? I don't care where the fuck she lives. She can live in another. Listen. She can. I always tell you, she can live in another city. She can live in another state. She can live in another country. She can live in an, hey, dog, I'm in America. She can be in Ireland, Scotland, the UK, Australia, New Zealand. I don't give a fuck if she's on Mars or Jupiter. I will be able to touch her without touching her. And this is where you guys don't understand where game comes at. It's the connection. See, what most of y'all guys don't see as far as game is that the woman has a different perspective. She has her own reality of what life is or what guys are in her world. But let me show you why it's my advantage. Her thinking or her reality or her perception of the average guy is my benefit because I ain't average. I'm not the average guy, so I don't play by the average rules. And if you notice, and what you'll notice when I post that another thing that I'm showing you, why did it take two messages to hook that woman? Because I'm not an average motherfucker. Because everything I said was impactful, and it impacted that woman. Now he said it. I told him what to say. He said it, and what he said impacted her. So technically, it really wasn't me, but I kind of told him what to say. But when I'm talking to a woman, I'm not talking to her. I'm talking to her, okay? And once you're able to start talking to women, all right, what is going to happen is that a woman is going to start to feel something when she's around somebody that pushes. Now, remember, guys, as I told you before, the only thing I'm trying to do is get that invite so I can, well, she allows me by giving me the invite to get to her core. I want to go to a place that most guys don't go, and that's the core. So it doesn't matter where she's at. I don't care where she's at. I want her to feel safe, secure, and trust me enough to allow me in without me trying to force my way in. And that's why you don't beg or barter to get in. You just take your time. And if you take your time and they believe in you, that's what I'm saying, man. It's nothing like sending them a message. I mean, most of y'all guys don't even send women messages when they wake up in the morning. Let them know how sexy they look or, you know, I'm thinking about you or something like that. Y'all not even smooth like that. Y'all don't even talk to the woman. It doesn't make you weak to say, you know what, I was thinking about you. You know what, I was thinking about you right now, and this is what I was thinking. And when I broke down his confession, oh, y'all wait till I broke to show you that thing. I broke the confession down. Now, I used a little bit of poetry, a little bit of kinkiness, a tad bit of dirty, but more sensual, sexual, and romantic as a mix, and mixed that shit down in the studio off the top of my head, and y'all see what I spit to him. And everything I spit to him was just two messages, guys. She was butter in two messages. Why? And here's the bad part about it. Well, it's not the bad part. It's the great part, but this is why you touch her without touching them. If I can do that with a text messages with my fucking fingers, guys, you hear my motherfucking voice. Can you imagine if I sent her a voice message telling her what I wanted to do, what I love to do, what I love to watch her do, or sent her a video where I'm looking dead at that camera like I'm looking at her, not looking at her, but goddamn it, trying to look through her. That's what I'm saying, guys. That's the thing that I want you guys to see. And that's the beautiful thing about the game that I'm trying to show you guys. Because remember, she has her perspective, but that's our advantage. Her perspective is not at her core. It's the surface. Because every guy she's dealing with has I don't want to use the word force, because that's not the right word. Every guy has not penetrated the depth of her as far as allowing her to be the woman you want her to be, but to feel a certain way about you. And listen, you can do this from the comfort of your own home. It's when they begin to think about you. Remember, I told you, you know you're going right when she thinks about you, when you pop in her mind. See, let me show you how it works. It starts off as something subtle. She's not doing anything. She's just, you know, going about her day. And then all of a sudden, maybe it was something that you said. Maybe it was something that you did. But you pop in her head. And again, she may ignore it the first time, but as it continues to happen, she begins to recognize what it is. But here is the failure where they fuck up. They try to stop thinking about the thought that they actually have, which makes them think about it even more. Guys, I'm telling you, it's beautiful when you and look, and this is even before the invite. That's why you tell them, man, you don't want to mess with a motherfucker like me. So I'm saying is, if you're not even fucking with them just thinking about you, one thought will trigger, because that triggering thought is not a force. It is a thought that she began to think about. You didn't force that on her. But see, that's part of how the game works. We never force ourselves on a woman. We always position ourselves. We want her to see the benefits there is to being with a man. And when they see the benefits, that is when they begin to think about you. And then here lies the problem, because a lot of women will do this. A lot of women think about you. They want to reach out to you. But then they start playing games in their head, you know. Well, I don't want to reach out to him, because if I reach out to him, I don't want him to think that I'm easy. I don't want him to think that I'm thinking about him and he ain't thinking of me. So what they start doing, listen to what I'm saying. They begin to create and let you live in their mind for free, because now that you're in, now they're thinking about ways to not let you know that they're thinking about you, but they're thinking about you trying to find a way not to think about you, which makes them think about you more. Do y'all see how that works, guys? That's what I'm saying. You just sitting down chilling. So many women, they'll grab their phone and be like, damn, did he say anything? Did he mess? Should I say something to him? Should I say something? Should I say something? No, I'm not going to say anything, because I don't want them to think that I'm easy, or I don't want them to think I'm desperate, and I don't want them to think, and they will have this battle in their mind. And what they don't get, the more they're having this in their mind, the deeper we're going. Remember, guys, I'm telling you that touching her without touching her, the question you're asking me has so much depth to it, because that's the beauty of the game. I want to mind fuck her without even penetrating her. I want her now fantasies don't happen yet, but God damn it, we're getting there. We're going towards that, because there's the battle. Do I reach out to him or don't I reach out to him? But here's the best part about it. It's like throwing water on gasoline or something. You know, you're adding fuel to the fire. You want to know what that fuel is? They'll try to find ways to get you out of their mind. By what? Talking to an average guy. When they talk to the average guy, that's what we think about us even more, because the average guy does average things, asks average questions. She's not smiling. She's not blushing. She's not doing any of those things. And she knows that she's doing that with me, but she doesn't want to give in to that impulse. And the more that she doesn't want it, the more actually she does want it, but she doesn't realize she wants it. See how I'm saying, guys? And this is no manipulation or anything like that. All we do is just position ourselves and just be opportunity. And when they want to take the opportunity, which is great, once they take that step and dip their toes in the water, we're not there to judge them. And that's the beautiful thing about the game. And that's I'm sorry, I'm just going off because it's so beautiful how game works. You know what I mean? How game works like that, okay? Question, you say, how much time do you recommend? You do 15 minutes, and then when you're ready to work on your bid, I say do a 30-minute session. Let me just check and see if there's any other questions. All right, I think we got all the questions. But I'll continue what I'm saying. If you got a question, please put a queue. But this is what I'm talking about with you guys. No, well, it's not even about the candle in the window because, see, the candle in the window takes place when she's ready to move on or she wants to move away from you. You see, a lot of women will be scared. Okay, think about a woman that looks good, sexy as fuck, always in control. Always in control of all the guys, right? She's in control of all the guys that she has, her roster. Now, I'm not saying she's having sex with a roster. She's just in control with a bunch of guys getting whatever she wants because she's in control. A lot of women don't want to give up that control to a man. If they give up that control, they feel like they're lost. So what they'll do is they'll try to run away from that. But the more they run away, the more they'll feel like something's missing when you're not around anymore. That's the power of it. See, y'all don't understand the power of trying to reach their core. Because all I am is the cause and I'm the cure of whatever's on your mind without even penetrating you. I don't need to penetrate to get her to fall in love with me. I don't need to penetrate her to want me, fantasize about me, want to sleep with me, or want to be with me. I don't have to penetrate her. Because I'm already penetrating her. That's where I'm going. I just want the invite. Oak says, hey, Dean, I wanted to see if you're still coming out with the 6 minute. Yeah, I am. Once the book is done. I'm doing a bunch of stuff. Y'all will see. I can't talk about it right now, but there's stuff I'm doing right now. But the book is like 99% done. We're at the last chapter. So once that is done and the book is out, then we will open up the sex membership. Yeah, we would definitely open that up. But let me continue. Any questions y'all got? Guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 563-999-3056. 563-999-3056 if you want to call in, okay? Any questions y'all have, just put a Q in there, and we'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. But as I was saying before to you guys out there, the beautiful thing about touching her mind, the beautiful thing about touching her mind and showing her things is that I'm controlling the reality by allowing her to create a brand new reality or a brand new perception. She has her perception of average, but she doesn't have her perception of a man. When she begins to dabble in that drug, okay, that drug, and that's a drug. They dabble in that drug. It's a mental drug. When they dabble in that mental drug, what that does is it kind of, if you look at her perception right now, it's like something that imprints on top of that perception. She still has her perception, meaning that the average guy still plays by the average rules, but there are no rules set for us. And no, guys, you're not, listen, this is not like you're going to get a one-night stand or something like that. That's not what all this is about, so don't think about it. Now, listen, yes, you can have one, but this is not what it's about. It's not about having a one-night stand. It's about letting her realize one thing that she can't realize with the average person is that she can actually let herself go. She can actually not only let herself go, but through me, she can rediscover herself, her beauty, her sexuality. Thus, it's more of an addiction because the more she begins to get to her core, the more addictive it is, because as we evolve, we're showing them that they are not actually what they – remember, there's a lot of insecurity in a lot of women. But as I said before, what if I'm the guy that can take away the insecurity? Come on, man. It's bad out there. It's bad out there. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That is absolutely right. Absolutely right. There's no such thing as closing. We don't close. Y'all got to talk like men. Y'all got to talk like men. What is a close? There's no close. There's no, y'all, this is why you're getting flaked on. Because you're not actually being who you are. You're trying to mimic somebody else's mindset because you have men don't close. Okay, why would I close?
This is my butler. But I'm afraid that someone is endeavoring to contact you telephonically.
It's my phone.
Shall I get rid of him, or do you want to take the call? Thank you, Governor.
I told y'all, man, I love that British shit. That's my phone ring. I was like, I love that. I love that British shit, man. That's my phone. My phone rings. That's my butler, dog. He always tells me what's up. But anyway. I don't want to close on a woman when I'm trying to open her up. I'm trying to open her mind. I'm not trying to close. See, when you say close, that means you're done with. A man does not close a woman or a girl because she's not interested in anybody using that stupid-ass jargon. I say that with love, dog. You got to stop talking like that. Men don't talk that way. We don't close anything. So you got to change the way you talk, okay? You're asking, how do we penetrate her core? See, let me show you how simple it is and how complicated in the answer I'm going to give you. The only way you can penetrate her core is by penetrating and discovering your core. That's the only way it can be done. You cannot penetrate something. You cannot, okay, you see a beautiful woman. You can't penetrate that because you're worshiping her. I love beautiful women just like you do. But the difference between you and I is that I'm not going to cake after her. I'm just going to position myself and give her the opportunity to let me in by my chinny chin chin. I'm going to let her on in. Just come on, let me in. That's all. And they will. And sometimes they won't. Just got to keep it moving. But you can't reach a woman's core because you haven't even reached your core. So, no, it's deep. It's a very deep answer. Very deep answer. Let's see here. The comeback kid. Appreciate that comeback kid. When are good times to ask a woman for a photo? And what does asking for a photo relate to the game? Well, I love, okay, if I'm talking to a woman, I want to see her in her essence, as in whatever is going on with her. What does it look like to be in a good mood? What does it look like to be sad? 313, I'll bring you 1 second. What does it look like to want me? What does it look like to be excited to see me or hear from me? And those are things I want to see. I want to see you. I don't care to see you with your makeup on. I want to see you with your makeup off. I want to see behind the makeup. And I want to see things about you that allow me to let you know you don't have to hide yourself from me. I want you to stand out. I want to recognize you because, remember, I keep telling you, a lot of women are insecure. They're insecure about how they look, their face, and blah, 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 blah. But I want to show her she can be secure in me, but also I can use that as a position piece, because after a while they're going to ask you, hey guys, I'm telling you, when they like you or they're interested in you, they're going to ask you for photos. Oh, they're going to want to see you because you're training her. Like when you begin voice message and everything like that, it's just training, man. Let me bring in this call real quick. 313, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
What's going on, Steve?
What's your question?
My question is, did I do the right thing in this situation? So it was this girl I was talking to, and, you know, I asked to see her. Like, I was like, we was on the phone. I was like, let me see you in the dress. And she wasn't listening. So then
stop. You asked to see her in a dress?
Yeah, because she just told me she bought a new dress. I was like, let me see you in it. Like, took the phone up, let me see you in it. You know what I'm saying?
How long have you known her for?
I've known her for like two, 3 weeks.
Then you're the problem. Because if you ask her to see an address, they should be happy to show the dress off to you. But she didn't show you the dress, did she?
So look, this is what I said. I was like, I don't like a girl that don't listen. And then
But call her. Why should she listen to you? She hasn't been listening to you for 2 or 3 weeks. Why are you wasting your time? Why waste your time with someone that's not interested in you, brother?
Well, she seemed interested, though. Like,
no, like, if she was interested in you, she would have showed you. Okay, listen. When they're interested in you, you don't have to ask to see the dress. What they will do is they will grab their telephones, and when they're in the fitting room, wearing the dress that they're about to purchase, they will literally take photos. Believe you me, they will take photos in the fitting room. You don't have to ask to see the dress. But you're asking to see the dress, and she doesn't want you to see the dress because for 2 weeks you've been bullshitting with her, dog.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
But you told her what? Whatever you told her didn't matter because she's not interested in you.
So what is your question? I wanted to see if I was doing the right thing because I told her, I was like, sorry, man.
You're talking to her for 2 weeks and you asked to see the dress and she gave you resistance? Mm-mm. Nope, she's not interested in you.
Okay.
So it's not her, it's you.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was I doing wrong?
For 2 weeks you were bullshitting with her. For 2 weeks you were having boring ass conversations. For 2 weeks you never made her smile, laugh, blush, think, react. For 2 weeks you were just being a surface dweller. That's average. Look, you're just being the average guy that she deals with. That's why she ain't doing that, because there's nothing about you that has penetrated her to a point where she wants to show you a different side of her without you even having to ask, man. You should never have to ask. You should never – listen. Hey, listen. When women love showing their dresses and their bodies off to you. They love to sneak you in the fitting room as far as on the phone. You know, I'm in the dressing room. I'm trying on this dress. Click, click, picture. What do you think about this? Does it make my butt look big? How does it look to you? What do you think? But yet, you're asking her, and she's like, no. But it's been like 2 weeks, man. Why are you wasting your time?
I believe I can still crack her, though. Like,
Wait. You're the one. Oh, wait. You didn't crack her. You're the one that's cracked. Let me explain why. You gave her free rent space in your head. She ain't thinking about you. You thinking about her. So you automatically lost. You automatically lost, bro. Because you thinking more about her motherfucking ass than she's thinking about you. Which says that everything you said to her didn't penetrate because you're too busy talking at her versus talking to her.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Well, I'm right sometimes.
Yeah. All right, good luck, Steve. Hey, I'm going to get you that 110. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get that to you today. You know what I'm talking about.
All right. You better hurry up. Yeah, you only got till today.
All right. Bet. I got you.
All right, so let me explain what I'm saying to you guys with this scenario and situation. When you are interacting with a woman, there should be some excitement with the woman. She should feel excitement. She should not a rush of excitement like, oh, my God, I have to talk to him. You're not there yet. But there should be some interest in her looking forward to hearing from you at least. And if you spent 3 fucking weeks or 2 weeks pandering over some pussy, man, they ain't fucking with you like that. But again, this goes where the photos go in, because once you can make her feel comfortable enough, and it's not a game, it's not a manipulation, I just want to see you. I just want to see you. That's my whole thing. But it's taking baby steps of building trust. But it's also baby steps getting towards her core to let her know that I'm not here to make you feel bad. I'm not here to shame you or anything like that. I'm here to open you up. You just gotta trust me enough and just take those little, just dip your toe in the water. Just dip your toe in the water, okay? That's all I want you to do. Just dip that toe in the water. And if you dip that toe in the water, I promise you, I got you. And you'll let go, but sometimes you'll have some trust issues. It's hard for a woman to let go when she's never let go. You know what I mean? She's never got to that point where, you know, she just, for the average guy, all she does is she's got a little sheet. Well, this is where I went to college. This is what I'm looking for. This is how my day is. I mean, it's the same old shit every day, all day, with just different guys. But what I'm saying is I want to change it up. I want to show her that, you know what, I can show you some things, but you just got to let me in. But starts with the thought. She's got to have the thought. Your thought of you must come in her mind. Now, this is a tricky situation, because if the thought of you goes in her mind where you're a nice guy or you're creepy, that's a thought of pushing you away versus bringing you in. All right. What are the differences between personal development and game? Well, game came from the streets, man. That personal development shit was, I don't know, was it created in the 30s, 1930s, 1940s or something like that? Yeah, personal development is, think of it like this. Think of personal development as putting a house or building a house on your foundation. That means putting the house on top of your core. But what if your core is weak? See, you guys think personal development is going to help you motherfuckers, just like you guys think that going to the church and jumping around for a few hours on Sunday or the ball that drops December 31st. Or you guys that watch all them dumbass motivational videos and y'all ain't even fucking motivated, it's the same thing. It all falls in the same thing. The difference is game is saying, fuck that motivation shit. I'm trying to show you how to communicate with yourself. Because if you cannot communicate with yourself, then you're fucked. But if you want to go around, that what they say, personal development, self-help, right? So what they're saying is, this is what we're going to do. We know you have a weak foundation, a weak structure. We know you don't have a standard. You don't have any laws, rules, codes, principles, narratives, mission statement, legacy statement. We know you don't know how to kiss a woman. We know you don't know how to approach a woman. You don't know how to talk to a woman. You don't even know how to turn a woman on. We know that, right? We know that you know nothing about being dirty, kinky, nasty, and naughty, freaky. We know you don't know how to be smooth, romantic, sexual, sensual. We know you don't know any of those things, right? We know you don't know your scribe. You don't know your marketing team, your mental toughness. We know you know none of that, right? But what we're going to do is we're going to let you read this book or whatever the fuck you're going to do, And we're going to put this big old house right on top of that, like covering up your truth, like putting a rug over you and making you think that you're something that you're not. Because I always, what do I tell you guys? Just look in your closet. Look at all them fucking books you have on the same fucking thing. You got this guy's book on confidence, that guy's book on confidence, or that person's book on fear, and that person's book on fear, and this guy's book, and that guy's book. All you're doing is just collecting a bunch of fucking books because you ain't going to win. Because you're trying to develop your person. You're trying to develop yourself, but you can't develop yourself from the outside or the outside world. The only way you can develop yourself is find someone that tells you, I don't want to develop you. They've got to tell you, I am not here to develop you. You must be worthy of development, meaning that you've got to be worthy to come through the doors to learn yourself, because no, this ain't for everybody. Everyone doesn't get in. See, okay, I talk a lot about this in the book, but I'll give you a little bit. Okay, so when I was small, I loved kung fu movies. I always watched kung fu theater and black belt theater. You know, those old Shaw brothers, the five deadly venoms, Kid with the Golden Arm, all that good shit, right? 36 Chambers and all that stuff. The thing that they even taught you even then that most of y'all guys don't even see is that, a man has a great vocabulary. Hey, but Nikki, what about a man that can say poetry? Nikki, have you listened to my poetry, girl? I wonder, Nikki, have you listened to my poetry? I wonder, Nikki, let me know if you listen to my poetry. But anyway, what I'm saying to y'all guys that what y'all understand is just because there is a Shaolin temple that teaches a skill doesn't mean just because you want to learn that skill, they're going to let you in the doors. You must be worthy to come through those doors. But see, that's the problem with y'all guys. You think you're worthy and you're not worthy of the information. And that's why you look for other information, because what most will not teach you is actual game that is more internal. All that stuff that y'all see, or just all that PUA stuff and stuff that y'all go through and all that stuff, man, that's why y'all are the way you are. That's why you have all those books. It doesn't matter. Gentlemen, can someone link my girl to the poetry? Hold on. Wait a second here. I'm feeling some kind of way. Hold on a second. I got you. Hold on, Nick. I got you. Let me pull that shit up. Let me see if I can pull that shit up. No, I'm pull that shit up. I'll pull it up. There you go. I'll drop it. But what I'm saying is that you cannot find you. The problem with you guys is that you are stacking what you think is game on. You're stacking game on top of your core, which you think is game. So what you'll do, okay, just think about this. I'm going to get deep for a second. What you do is this. Hold on a second. Wait. Let me see here. Give your boy 2 seconds. Two seconds. Hold on a second. I'll either personally send it. All right. So what y'all guys do, and I'll explain where y'all – this is where I – most of y'all guys always go wrong in this, because you're actually stacking it the wrong way. You're actually doing everything backwards. You're actually doing more harm to yourself than growing yourself. Okay, you're doing much harm to yourself. Hold on a second. There you go. Hide off the press. There you go. Oops. There you go. Hide off the press. There you go. So what I'm saying is to you guys out there is that the problem is that you want to learn about women, or you want to learn about yourself, right? All right, now follow me on this. Let me show you how y'all guys are gullible, naive, and disillusioned. Some guy comes up to you, a snake oil salesman, and says, let me give you an example. Snake oil salesman comes up to you, and says, hey, I see that you're having problems with women, but guess what? I've got this bottle here called Metal, and that's going to show you game. And y'all buy into the bullshit. Oh, I've got this bottle over here called Go Be On Your Purpose and Go Your Own Way and Go Overseas and Women Ain't Shit and Single Mothers Are Terrible. And all y'all do is drink the shit. And all you're doing is putting layers over your core. That's all you're doing. That is all you guys have all you guys do that. And then on top of that, as far as motivation goes, okay? As far as motivation goes, you don't even motivate yourself because your motivation is through somebody else's motivation, not even your own. So this is the problem with personal development because it's not personal. It's called a cult. They want you to think that you are actually developing yourself. But what you're doing is you're developing yourself to be somebody else, and you don't even realize it. See, the game has always been around since Lord knows when. It's always been around. It's just an underground thing that people just don't talk about and discuss because most of y'all are not even worthy enough to even know what that shit is. That's just what it is. Most people aren't. And even though it's in your face, a lot of you guys miss it because y'all actually think game has something to do with women. And I keep telling you, it doesn't have anything to do with women. But as soon as you make it about women, you're on the personal development side. Because you want to learn, quote unquote, game to get women. That's not game. It will never be that way. Game will always be about the discovery of oneself. And as you are going on that journey for and to seek and evolve as oneself, women will come along during that journey. But you can't see that when you don't have game because all of the bullshit that you've been hearing and harboring in your mind and stuff. That's why most of y'all guys are having the problems that y'all are having right now. But if you got a question, go ahead and ask. Put a Q in there. But it's a great question. But yeah, that's two totally different things. Two totally different things. See, in order to get the invite from the woman, I've got to be secure in myself enough where she can see the security and buy into me. She's got to buy into me. And that's where I market myself through my marketing team, how I market myself. And my marketing team is a great marketing team because my marketing team has created the wine above the bed. My marketing team has created the different color lights in the shower. And anyway, for y'all guys that are new, y'all probably like, what the fuck is he talking about? Allow me to give you an example. But what I'm saying is that when I say the shower lights, the different color shower lights, okay? Different color shower lights, all right? The easel in my living room, right? That's what my marketing team has helped me create. These things right here, the wine above my bed. These are the things that my marketing team has helped me to position myself to show the woman what it's going to be like to be. See, keyword, what is it going to be like to be with me when she chooses to be with me? And not even to be with me, but to accept me for what the fuck I am and to allow me to do work. But she's got to invite me in. She's got to invite me in. So, but that's the beautiful thing. But most of you guys don't even understand or can see that, okay? I don't understand why you ask. I don't understand. You must be foreign or something. I don't know. No, Tyler, no suggestion. Just follow the playbook. Just follow the playbook. How did you establish your creativity and where the words are talking to women? Well, this is why I tell you to go to my poetry page. When I was a student of the game at 9 and all this other stuff, my mentor put me in a closet, gave me a mirror, put it under the closet, and he brought this bad motherfucking chick over to the house. He sat on the bed with her, and he was just in her ear. And she began to take her clothes off and all that shit, masturbate, and then he had his clothes on the whole time. He was always in her ear. And he showed me, he was like, that's the power of the game. It's your mouthpiece. It's not your dick size. No, it's your mouthpiece that can move mountains, right? So for me, I had to begin writing poetry. That's where it came from, me writing poetry. But also me writing poetry. See, I was writing at first like roses are red, violets is blue. He would take that shit, throw it away. But to have me understand, instead of writing the roses are red, violets are blue, he made their own. When I was young, there used to be this thing called PBS. I think they still have the channel. It's called PBS. And on PBS, they had a white man with an afro by the name of Bob Ross. And he made me watch Bob Ross to understand the power of words. Bob Ross would talk to people through his paintbrush. He would, from his mind to the paintbrush to the canvas. The canvas is always blank. That's what he always taught me. The woman's canvas is always blank, okay? Always blank, okay? Okay? And what I'm saying is that I have to paint a picture with my words that peel off and touch her. And I had to work on poetry. I had to work on poetry. I do it all the time. I mean, if you go to the poetry, I'm always working on poetry, right? Always working on poetry. And, but it was not like woe is me and Shakespeare poetry. It was just creating words and creating scenarios and creating situations that I can put myself in with a woman. And see, it's going to your scribe, going to your culinary school, going through your drug lab of ways to touch a woman, of ways to turn her on, ways to make her smile. See, if y'all when I release tomorrow, it'll be late tonight or tomorrow, when I release that, it's like 2 hours long because we're starting, which y'all going to hear, you know, from yesterday, we're starting from him calling us saying, I'm having trouble with this woman. I've been having trouble since January with this woman. I've been having trouble. I mean, things are not going well. You know what I mean? We're not even talking, blah, 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 since January. Boring conversations where it comes good and it just gets bad. So what you'll see through what I tell him, now remember, I only gave him two messages, but they were deep, powerful, impactful messages that hooked her in. And that's where the poetry comes at. But see, it's not the poetry for the poetry. It's being able to use the words to set the scenarios, because you've got to be able to be in a woman's ear. But poetry is everything. It's everything. And let me explain why. Again, poetry is how you set up your place. Because if she comes over your place, that's why I love the nude art on the walls. And I'm not talking about porn, like dirty art. I'm talking about beautiful painted art, right? Where she can come in my house or my apartment and be drawn into it, right? Because let me show you the poetry of how I draw her in. See, this is the sound check. I know she's coming over. I'll dim the lights, have the music going. But the artwork on the wall will have a light coming down from it. So when she walks in, it's like sticking out like it's like a light beam. She's going to gravitate towards it. And she's going to walk and she's going to look at it, which gives me an opportunity to get right behind her. Not up on her, but right behind her close enough to tell her poetry. For instance, I guess you're the only one in the room, Nick. I'm gonna use you right now, Nick. Let's say you were at my crib and everything, and you're looking at my poetry. So I'm at the nude photo, the painting, not the photo, the nude painting. So I would tell you, I'll use you, Tyler, as well. I would tell you that this is a 707 painting. And the thing that I love so much about this painting is not the actual nudity of the woman, but what she was saying to me when I saw that photo. Now, this is me talking to her. She's looking at the photo. I'm behind her explaining to her the why behind it. And that, and what I saw in the nude photo, the painting, this tells me that this is a woman that's saying that, you know what, to me, that I want to open up. I just don't know how. And then what I would do is I would take her hand and I let her feel the strokes of the paint strokes and let her know that as I'm on her, I would say, look, check this out, baby. And I was, and I would, while she has one glass in her hand because I gave her wine. Remember, I took Nikki, I brought her in, twirled her around, told her how sexy she was, brought her over there to me. And then I was, while I was getting her a drink and all this other stuff, she's over there and I handed her a drink and I'm explaining to her what we're seeing right here. And this is the beauty. This is what I see, Nikki. It's a woman that says, I want to be open. I want to be free, but I just don't know how. But also what also drew me in is if, and I would take her hand and I would let her feel the strokes of the paint. And I would say, well, this is my impression of what 707 was thinking when he painted it. The brush strokes, do you feel the smooth strokes as the painting from the, maybe from her shoulders that went down to her nipples all the way down to her stomach? As I'm telling her, as we're in this moment, this is the poetry. This is her and I. I'm talking to her. I'm not asking her any questions. I'm saying to her that this is the depth in which I am as a man, and this is what I love to see. And also, Rady, this is why I have you over here right now. Because just like that woman in the painting, when I saw you, Nikki, I saw a woman that, to me, in my opinion, you're open and you're free, but you haven't been to your core yet. And it just seems like, just like this painting, what drew me into you was that you have range, but I want to see the depths of you. I want to see things about you and know things about you without having to ask those things about you. And but what y'all understand is after I rub her hand on the painting, I'm going to turn around and look her dead in her eyes, guys. I'm showing you. I'm going to look in her eyes and tell her, this is what happened when I saw you. I would look her right in her eyes. And I would smile, and she would smile. And if she had a dimple, I would notice her dimple. Remember, I will notice things on her, but I will let her know that, listen, this is why I'm here. Because I know the things in you that, you know what, I want to know things about you. I want to know what makes you laugh, and I want to know what makes you smile, and I want to know what makes you dance naked in the rain. But I don't want to ask. I want you and I to talk to one another where we can connect, where we can learn about each other. Now, maybe I'd put my arm around her, bring her a little bit closer to me, give me another opportunity to give her a kiss or something like that. But you know what I would do? I will simply lean in and I will give her a nice little kiss. I'm not even going to give her a lip kiss because that's how smooth I am. But then I'll grab her hand and I'll walk her over to the next portion or the next place that we go to as we sit down. But also I want to make sure that when she's at my place and we're having a meal, I'm going to give her a course meal, motherfucker. I'm not like putting some like TV dinner in a fucking oven. No, man, I'm going to give her a 3, 4, or 5 course meal that I will create. But how am I going to create that? By talking to her, I'm going to know what it is she likes and what it is she likes to eat and why she likes to eat it. But I'm going to make that experience, that of her and I eating, an experience. While we're eating, we're going to talk and we're going to have real great conversations where we're going to laugh and we're going to smile and we're going to enjoy each other. And in between every laugh and in between every smile, I'm definitely going to take a moment and tell how sexy her eyes are, how nice her smile is. See that, Nikki? This is why I approached you in the first place. It's that smile that drew me in. Oh, wait a second. You got a little bit of something right here. And I'll wipe that shit off myself. But see, that's what I'm talking about. Have the music playing. Hell, even guys, even if I want to, we can have some real slow music going and say, come on, let's dance. Have the music. You know, I want to dance to this. Come here. Get up out the chair. Grab her hand. Bring her over there. Put my right arm. Now, peep this, guys. Put my left arm around her waist. Bring her close to me. Not up on me, but close enough to me. And as we're dancing, now guys, right hand, think about left hand around waist. Right hand will go from the side, from knee. Because it depends on how tall she is to me, but right hand to left thigh. As right hand is wrapped around waist, right hand comes all the way up side of thigh to connect back and then to come up. So it's going to be a left hand around, bring her in, right hand on that. And it's, guys, this is the depth that I'm talking about, man. This is what I'm talking about. But not rushing it. Letting it motherfucking happen. I'm not trying to rush. See, I would know the pulse of the situation because I would never want her over thinking that she has to sleep with me or anything like that. I want her to feel like at that moment it's her and I in the world. That's just us. And every slow move, every slow touch, every slow look is going to be a penetrating one. To where we enjoy ourselves. Do I want to wash her whole body? I can do that later on if I want to. But you know I'm gonna give her that full body motherfucking massage. You know what I'm doing, man. You know I'm gonna do that yakety yak. Ray, let me ask you a question. You said she want to be free and open, but she doesn't know how. It's because society and herself judging her, which makes her insecure. Well, I don't care about. Okay, or is it time in her body ticking is what it is? No, listen. I'm not here to talk. See, I don't want – you never talk to a woman about anything negative. you don't talk to her about that stuff. Listen, the bottom line is this, is that I don't care where she came. Because remember, she is nothing but her perception of the world and everything that she's gone through, which led her from the point that she met me, whatever her past was, brought her mindset to what it is right now. Okay. But listen to what I'm saying. I want to know what makes her smile. I want to know what makes her laugh. I want to know what makes her dance naked in the rain. Matter of fact, guys, I always tell you guys one thing I always love to do. And Nikki, I'm going to use Nikki again because I don't see no other woman. I'm going to use Nikki again. What I would love to do is, you know, when I know, like, let's say everything went good, everything went perfect. Guess what our next date is going to be if weather permits it? I'm hoping that it's an 80 or 90% chance of rain. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Nikki to Lake, spread your ass cheeks to a nice, secluded, romantic area. We'll have a nice little picnic. Now, she's going to be a little nervous because it's real cloudy outside, right? But that's cool. That's what I want. I want it to be cloudy. And I want it to begin to rain, dog, to a point where she says, oh, my God, let's go. It's raining. No. That's when I grab her hand, bring her close to me. And eat that motherfucking pussy and fuck the shit out of her in the rain, dog. Hey, come on, man. There's a million ways to do this shit, man. But what you think she's going to be thinking about every time it rains outside? What you think is going to happen every time we're in the rain, man? Come on, dog. That's what I'm saying. So it's not necessarily – see, my brother, very good question. But here's the thing, is don't worry about what led her up to this point. Just know that you are the cause and can be the cure of whatever she's feeling. Because when you go listen to tomorrow or tonight, whenever I get a chance to put it up, you're going to hear a woman that's very depressed. Oh, my God, dog. Oh, shit. She was so depressed on that phone call. Oh, yeah. And the guy, it went right over his head. We was getting this. I was like, oh, my God, she's right there for the taking. And you just had to say, oh, he missed it. We got it. But then we told him to call her back, and I told him exactly what to say. Now, he missed the first part, but he got everything else right, and it blew her mind. Then got off the phone with her. Then we was like, okay, we can push the pendulum a little bit more. Guess what? I gave him something else to say. And then at that point, she's like, I want to know everything about you. I want to know how you think. I mean, remember, this is a woman from January that wasn't down to being depressed to just not even really wanting to see him to wanting to see him smiling and laughing and giggling and wanting to know everything about him. I'm going to show y'all this guy. This is how cold your boy is. So you know, I don't care. Listen, I'm trying to show her, Ray, that I'm not defining her by her past, because a lot of women think they are defined by their past, right? They think they're defined by their past. But this is why I hit them at their core, because I'm showing her with me. I'm going to show you that you are not your past. Matter of fact, I'm going to show you things about yourself that you don't, man, God, and can you imagine the nasty shit that I'm going to, man, come on. Come on, man. It's a layup. It's a layup. But what I'm saying to you is she doesn't know how to be free and open, because she's never met anybody with depth. Maybe some guys that have a little bit of range, but not enough depth to go deeper beyond the makeup, beyond the look, where you can actually see her at her core, the one place that she doesn't even know she has. And that's our advantage over mostly every guy out here. Nobody's hitting them at their core, okay? Nobody's hitting them there. You see what I'm saying? You said you shared the show earlier. Let me see what you're saying. It didn't shot. Well, you know what? Okay. The thing, and shout out to my dog, K Zag. Much love to my dog, Zag. Respect to my brother. That's a brother from another mother. Shout out to Zag, man. Much love to you, Zag. What I'm saying to you is what shocked you. The shocking thing for a lot of guys, where guys, all you guys, listen to me. We're going to have this posted either tonight or tomorrow. I'm doing something. If it doesn't work tonight, I'm going to have to just record it and then post it. But what I'm saying is, what shocked a lot of guys was how fast the shift happened. She went from depressed to happy to when she started humming, to even saying that we even showed him to tell her what to wear. What to wear, and guess what she said? I will wear that. I'll put that on for you. And when she was looking at her, she was, guys, it's not amazing. It's what we are. But what I'm saying to all you guys out here is that if you know you can do that to a woman, how can you be scared to approach her? How can there be fear? Guys, this is why we try to tell them, you don't want to fuck with someone like me. You ain't talking to me. You might not leave me alone, because you know what? You fuck with me, it's going to be some bad things happening. Bad, good things are going to happen. You see what I'm saying? So that's what the thing is. I want y'all to see that though. Okay. No. Stop. It's not. No. Don't say that. No, that's not true. You're new. Don't make the judgment. You're on the judging a man. Stop doing that. This is not about at all. This is not about being easy. Because what I'm saying to you and everybody that's listening, this is no different from you turning on a light switch, grabbing your keys, grabbing a remote, or opening a door. It's the exact same thing. It's just you can't see it. You just can't see it. And because you can't see it, you think it's difficult to do. But was learning your at one time, learning your numbers was difficult, right? At one time, learning your alphabet was difficult. Phonics and putting words together to create a sentence and create a paragraph and all that other stuff was difficult. So don't say it is. It's just you choose for it to be difficult. That's the difference between you and I. You choose to be where you're at. I choose to evolve. That's the difference, young man. Stephen, you have all your moves, such as a rain, a shower, Easter game. When you know you have the woman experience, do you become who you allow to be addicted? Wait, I'm trying to understand. Do you come? You're going to have the woman experience all this. Do you become who you allow to be addicted? No, hey, guys, I tell you all the time, I sample my own drug all the time. Why do you think I'm always in a good fucking mood? I'm always taking my drug. Shit, I would get high off of me all goddamn day. The time I wake up, I'm like, I'm high off my drug. I will snort me. I will smoke me. I will inject me. Man, I'm high off my motherfucking ass. All about me. So I already know the power of my drug. I know the potency of that shit. That's all I do is take my motherfucking drug all day, every day. But no, what I am doing is I am expanding her sexuality. Women, again, and 714, I'll bring you in 1 second. No, I'm not bringing you in 714. Do not call. I'm not even going to bring you in. I see you. I say hi to you. That's it. I don't want you in. What I'm saying to y'all guys, I'm trying to expand sexuality. I'm trying to show her that she can be more than what she thinks she is. Because I keep telling you, I don't want her to be addicted to me. I don't want her to like me, love me, be attracted to me. Those are going to happen. She's going to fall in love. Listen to me. She's going to fall in fucking love. But what did I tell you? All it starts with one thought. It just has to happen. I don't know when it happens, but as soon as she has the thought of me and begins to think more of me, that's when I know I'm in. Because I'm not trying to force my way in. And I'm not trying to beg, barter, prove myself. But the curiosity of a lot of women, they're not used to hearing motherfuckers talk to them like I talk to them. Or just how I move and how I think and stuff. You know what I mean? So let's see here. Next question. Let's see here. The judgments. Yes. Judgment number one is judgment of self. Judgment number two is judgment of women. Judgment number three is judging the woman and saying that this is what I got to be to fit her narrative. Four and five are judging other men, and six is judging the world. Let's see here. Let's keep going. Do I hit the core by showing who I am? No. You can't hit a core being on the surface dweller. You cannot do that. You have not reached your core yet. You don't even realize you have a core until you started listening to me, which is telling me you've got some work to do to reach it. Yeah, most of y'all guys, it's like y'all want to get the calculus of trigonometry, but you can't even count from 1 to 10. It's a process, man. It's a process, okay? Next thing, do you care for who you allow addicted? No, okay. Listen to me. When I was a gigolo, I learned a bad lesson. Once, you remember when I was 14, I got my heart broken, remember? Older chick broke my ass down. But once I realized what I could do. Now, even I got the Uncle Ben speech, with great power comes great responsibility. And y'all guys, y'all guys going to do the same thing. But what happens is that I realized that I could touch a woman like this. I can do this to a woman. Oh my God. I 857, I'll bring you 1 second. I want her addicted to me, but you got to, okay. This is what I'm trying to say to y'all. The five play, master the bedroom, kissing 101, fucking 101 back. Seven play when that's released. The kissing, the making out, the foot massage. Okay. All that shit I have, even the dirty talk, you gotta be careful how you dole it out. Because what we're saying is that you're doling it out to somebody and you're hitting them at a place that they're not used to. So, I always say, Licario says the best, it's hard to get rid of them when they actually get a taste of you. Because remember, okay, 857, 1 second. Remember, the average guy cannot get an orgasm from a woman. And some of the orgasms a woman has, they've got to rub themselves to come when they're with a guy because they're just, remember, there's no connection between mind and body, so there's not really an orgasm. But if she has one, and her mind thinks that's good sex. So actually, she thinks that's actually a 10. But to us, that's not even a 10. That's a 0.5. But what happens when you touch her without touching her and you give her orgasms without even touching her? You make her come over and over again. Can't tell you how you make her come because I don't want to get into all that. But you make her come over and over and over again without even touching her. Where the average guy can't get the one, you're getting the 2, the 3, the 4, the 5. And not only getting the 2, the 3, the 4, the 5, but you're also expanding her, letting her, she can be more free. Guys, I mean, my God, you're telling me, easy. Hey, baby girl, you know you having a rough day? Hey, you want to have some fun? Like I talked about that last night. Hold on one second, 857. I'll bring you one second. I love doing this. You're having a long day? Listen, this is what I want you to do. Go in the bathroom, pull your panties down. Put your phone on vibrate. Slide that motherfucker right between your pussy lips. And I'm going to call that motherfucker and let that shit vibrate. You just got to keep your cool. I mean, shit like that. Who thinks about that shit? Nobody. The service was, y'all don't think that deep. Y'all don't think about ways to make her feel like she can be everything she always wanted to be and then some. There are things they don't even know what they can be because there's a edge. But that is why they will always, that is why once we end, we become quicksand. Because she knows she can't have us all. She wants us and she tries to run. She tries to escape. She tries to wiggle out. And here's the problem. The more she wiggles out, the deeper she falls in. Hey, she can be with a, she can go see whoever she wants. They cannot be me. And that's the problem. And when she asked them to do some of the things that I did with her, guess what the judgment's going to be? Why would I do that? Why would we go on a picnic when it's going to rain outside? I don't want to get wet. Guess what? Hey, where you at? Candle maker. Why do you think I always leave this in the window? Because once I get you, I'm for fucking ever, and you can run as far as you fucking want to run. You can hide as long as you want. You are going to come your ass back home when you're ready. I'm not going to rush you. Come home when you're ready to come home. When you come home, I welcome you with open arms. Let me bring in this call real quick. Sorry for the wait, Erico 857. What's your question, sir? How can I help you?
It's all good, boss. How you doing, boss? Appreciate all you're doing for the community. I just got two quick questions for you. So, you can hear me, boss?
Yes, sir, please. Yes.
Yes, sir. So first question, boss, should I charge this girl this game? Basically, I'm messing with her for 9 months plus now. In the beginning of everything, I kept her, you feel me? I kept her at the bottom of the list, you feel me? I was not taking too much time. I'm 23.
Okay. So what is she doing for you? What is she doing for her to be fired?
Well, basically, this girl, she canceled the link. She canceled the link, like, last minute on me. And she knows I don't have time because I'm working all the time. She knows
why did she cancel? Oh, wait. Why did she cancel?
Yeah.
Why did she cancel?
In my mind, it's evident that somebody else is clearly taking her time. Yeah.
Stop. No, please stop. I'm asking you. See, this is what's wrong with y'all dwellers. Why did she cancel? Just tell me why. Why did she cancel? I know she gave you a why. Why did she cancel?
Basically, in the text, let me see. One second, boss. I have to read the exact verbatim. So basically, she said, yes, okay, we can link today. And then she says, let me know ASAP. She knows I'm sleeping because I work overnight during the day. She says, let me know ASAP. I'm about to make other moves. If you can't get back to me.
Okay. She already told you that if you're not going to come around, she's going to make moves. But what bothers me, a guy that's supposed to have all this pussy, why the fuck do you care if she's at the bottom of your list?
Because she was at the bottom, but I ended up moving her up, and she clearly, like, man, it's something. She just did a 360 on me. She did a 360
Damn.
On me.
Damn, she didn't do anything wrong. She just asked you to hurry up and make a fucking decision. You were sleeping, so she fucking moved on. She told you. It's not like she didn't tell you. She said, this is what I'm going to do. So why are you hurting your fucking feelings and shit about her telling you? She said, listen, let me know, and if you don't, I'm going to make other moves. Did she not say that? She said that out of respect. So why would you fire someone that gave you enough respect that told you what's going to happen if you don't get with her? Why? I don't understand.
I would say that's true, boss, but this is not the first time that we, like, that she's been, like, that we've made plans on some other shit, and she just, like, not last minute, on some, like, oh, something comes up in the past.
Like what?
But then she would go
Give me an example.
So it's been a 9-month period, so, like, say, like, I'll be like, yo, so what's up? We about to link tonight. She'll be like, yeah, I'm going to definitely let you know. Because her sister just got pregnant or whatnot, so she's watching the baby. That's her new excuse or whatnot.
Call her.
So it's like,
call her. I know what the problem is. I don't know if you want to hear. You want the truth or you want me to lie to you?
I want all your truth, boss.
Your fuck game is weakest. You're Lincoln, meaning you a fuck game. Your fuck game is terrible. Oh, my God, it's terrible. You know, when you know how to fuck real well, it's not about let's link up. Is her saying, can I see you? Can I see the dick? Can I get some dick? When can we spend some time together? I miss you. I'm thinking about you. I love feeling you inside of me. You're the one doing all this pandering and begging and shit. And she's like, and listen what she's saying. She's like, well, do I watch my soap operas or do I give this guy 2 minutes where he's going to nut and you know what the fuck to do with this pussy? You know, I better off watching the soap operas and link up. It's not her. So you're letting her go because you ain't fucking her right. See, if you were fucking her right, I keep trying to tell y'all, you never have to ask them. They will. How many times have you seen Tyler? How many times have you seen Tyler's messages where the women are always saying, can I see you? I miss you. I want to see your mics. I see you. I want to miss you. I'm thinking about you. I'm thinking about the dick. Hell, let me show you. I show you guys all the time. So, I mean, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, you're not getting the women that's saying how bad they want to fuck you. How bad they want you inside of them. So, is it really her fault or is it your fault that you don't know what the fuck you're doing, man?
That's fair, boss.
And because you're average, because you're doing average ass shit. You get average results.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Even if you're not in the same, even if you're not in the same city with that woman, even if she's on Jupiter or Mars, the way I can get them to play with their pussy and give it up is as if I was there, where they love to share that. You should wake up to an audio of her masturbating. But you ready?
Yeah.
When's the last time you gave her something to masturbate to? See? Don't think that far, dude. All right. So now that we got that one out of the way, what's your next question?
Yeah. Boss, so basically my next question was, when you're at the, like, I don't know if you still club, boss, but I know, like, you did used to club and whatnot. When you used to mac girls, and when you see a girl and, like, she's with a group of friends, but say the group of friends is bad too. Like they all bad, just like her.
Wait.
Yeah.
They're not bad. I'm bad. I make them bad. So what the fuck are you talking about? What have they done to be bad?
They're good looking.
I'm showing you where you're going wrong. What have they done to be bad, sexy, or good looking? Tell me. What have they done to get that reward? What have they done? Some makeup really good, know how to move their wave really well, and fix their eyeliner and their makeup really nice. What the fuck did they to get that? So listen, you've already lost because you are saying that they're bad and they haven't even proved anything to you. So then now you're saying, well, because they all look beautiful, how do I approach them all because they're all bad? What do I do?
Well, not like that, boss, but basically, boss, I was going to ask, like, say, like, you point out the one you really want, and you get out the one, you start talking to her and whatnot, say, like, she ends up dubbing me, and you, like, would you still go to the friend?
She ends up
dubbing
me?
Because I know you have experience.
Wait, is she ends up doing what to me?
Like, if she ends up, like, not W, but like, I'm saying, like, she ends up just, like, cutting, like, saying, like, I'm good. I'm all set. And you go to the her friend that's right next to her.
Okay.
Like, have that, has that ever happened to you?
Yes. And oh, like, man. I won't say the friend next to her. I would put my bid in, and she wouldn't be interested. And I'll talk to the one beside her, and she'll feel, you know, some of them, I get them that way, but not all the time. They get met. They say no. They're not interested, or they have somebody. Then I just go talk to the next one beside them. That's how you move.
Because I see a lot of girls, a lot of times, where, like, they come together. Like, I'm saying, like, at the club, you feel me? They're with their friends.
They're supposed to come together. What's your point? What is your point?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I, what's the chances of me still being able to get her friend without her?
You don't have game, young man, because you already rejecting yourself, man. You're already rejecting yourself. See, let me explain something to you about women that they don't share with your ass. You know, tell me what you do when you go to a club. Walk me through what you do. What is the first thing you do at a club when you walk in there?
I probably get a drink.
Right. Okay. So there's three things you surface dwellers do. The guy that walks to the bar needs liquid courage. The guy that walks to the wall is a creepy guy. And the guy that goes into the bathroom is a guy that's nervous. So every woman is already sizing your ass up when you walk in the club. But you want to know what I do? When I walk in that motherfucker, I talk to the first group of badass motherfuckers I see. I'll go right up to those ladies. Ladies, how y'all doing? Yeah. My name is Steve. It's nice meeting y'all. Who's buying me a drink? Y'all, all right. Well, hey, look. Hey, you. I'm going to talk to you. Hey, what's your name? Your name Nikki? Girl, I'm going to talk to you later. And I'm going to float the fuck off. Nobody hears what I'm saying. They can tell me to get the fuck. They don't know what's going on. But I've already stood out because I'm not running to the bar, to the wall, or the bedroom, or the bathroom. I'm talking to, I'm doing the thing that you're supposed to be doing. So you already screwed yourself up.
Yeah, that's facts. I feel you.
Yeah, but then when I go up to and talk to you, what do you think I'm going to hear? Oh, I saw you over there talking to that girl. You don't think they eye me at that point? You don't think I'm being watched right now? See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Come on, dog.
Exactly.
And especially I go to that right club. What happens if I go to a club and I tell her, come on with me. Hey, DJ, what's your favorite song, baby girl? What's your favorite song? And she tell me her favorite song is like Shaking My Booty, whatever, right? Whatever the fuck is it. And I'm like, hey, DJ, play. Hey, and what if the DJ shout me out and say, hey, go ahead and play that booty song? Or peek this. What if I'm sitting at the bar with her and we talking and the bartender gives me my drink without me asking? What if she's in a long line and I walk in there and the bouncer sees me and lets me cut the line? What do you think she's thinking? But see, all I'm doing is it's all positions right there. It's all positions.
Nah, it's big facts. He's speaking big facts. I appreciate the call.
Don't worry. Yeah. Even if they have guys around, because I know you're going to deal with that. You're going to see a group of women hanging out with a bunch of guys, right? So what do you think I'm going to do? What do you think I'm going to do? Okay, I'm going to have to use Nikki in this joint because she's the only one woman here. Okay, let's say Nikki and a bunch of fat pals are together, and then there's a bunch of guys around them, right?
Yeah.
How do you think I'm going to get in there? What's the move?
You're gonna approach Nikki first.
Nope, can't do that. Cock blocks. Remember, the guys are the cock blocks. One of them motherfuckers is trying to get at it, right? And the other, and they ain't gonna let you. You actually think they're just gonna allow you in?
Nah.
You think they're gonna allow you? How do you think I'm gonna get in? I'm gonna show you game. How do you think I'm gonna get in?
I have to talk to the girls, the big girls.
Nope.
You have to talk to the dudes.
No. Because even though Nikki might be the prettiest one in the group, she might not be the one with the most confidence. The one with the most confidence are the fat ones, the big girls. They got the most confidence. The prettier she is, the lower the confidence. This is how it is, right?
Yeah.
So how do you think I'm going to get in there? I'm not getting into the fat women. I can't get into the fat women.
Mm.
I like to challenge myself. How do you think I'm going to get in? Who am I going to hunt? Am I hunting Nikki, fat women or the guys? Which one of those three am I hunting?
You got to hunt the guys.
Why?
That's your not the competition, but those are the dudes that's trying to get her too.
Right, but like, okay, well, okay, listen. All right, so peep game.
Yeah.
I'm at the bar. I see the guy. Okay, so there's fine-ass Nikki. No fucking confidence. There's Broomhilda and Azriel, the two big girls. And then there's Cupcake Mike and Cupcake Larry. Okay, they all around. One Cupcake in there, and Fantasy Mike and Cupcake Larry trying to get that Nikki. They trying to fuck Nikki. They trying to get that pussy bad. They ain't got a chance. But they will block. They cock blocking everybody, right?
Exactly.
All I'm going to do is wait for them motherfuckers to go to the bar, and it's on. Because once he gets to the bar, I'm going right up to him. Oh, yo, what's up, man? Man, dog, this motherfucker's hitting, man. Hey, man, dog, this shit's live tonight, man. Dog, look at all these fine women. Hey, oh, yo, what's up, dog? What's your name, man? Hey, what's up, Ron? How you doing? My name is Steve. Man, hey, Ron, man, peep gay, man. I was just talking to that one over there, Ron. I mean, it's live. And you see that girl over there? I was talking to that one over there. And I'm about to holler at that one over there as soon as I'm done. Hey, Ron, you feel that? Hey, bartender. Hey, give my boy Ron a drink. On you, Ron. Order whatever you want. Hey, Ron, peep game. If I see you again, big dog, it's nice meeting you. If I see you again, I'm going to stop by and say, hello. Hello. I'm going to stop by and say, and I ain't going to sing the song and shit. I ain't going to sing that Lauren Richard song. But I'm saying if I see you around, I'm going to stop by and say hi.
Exactly.
So I've already gave him my COVID virus. He's walking over to Broomhilda and Azriel and the other guys, right? And they doing their thing. We're pretty dicky. He's just chilling everything, right? So all I'm going to do is work my way all the way around until I say, Ron, Ron, what's up, man? Hey, Ron, what's up, man? Jay, Ron, you doing, man? And guess what Ron going to say? Great Ron going to be like, hey, man, come on over here. I want you to come here, man. Come on in. I'm already, got the invite. Come on in. Hey,
exactly.
Hey, guys. This is Steve, man. Cool as shit. Hey, Steve, that's Azriel, Gabrielle. That's Nikki over there. Don't mess with her. And that's Fairy Tale Fred or whatever, right? And I'm already in the, and guess what? Then he over here bouncing. Now Nikki just sitting there, kind of sipping on something lightly and shit. You know, all the guys looking at it, trying to find ways to get in. I'm already the fuck in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go right over to Nikki. Hey, Nikki, how you doing? You know the reason, I'm just going to put my bid in, right? Say, Nikki, here's my number. You give me a call. And guess what? Ron and Fred are going to see that shit, right? Let me show y'all what I did. So Ron and Fred feel some kind of way, but they ain't going to say that now.
Look at him. He over there trying to talk to the girls. All right, guys, I'll holler at y'all later. Hey, look, already came. I'm in and out, all right? So I'm floating the fuck off, right?
Yeah.
Guess what is going to happen? Ron's going to go to her. Cause now, Fred likes her or Ron likes her, because sometimes Fred will get upset. And Ron be like, what's wrong, Fred? Why did you bring that guy over there? You know I'm trying to talk to Nikki. You know it's been 6 years, 5 months, 3 weeks, 2 days, 14 hours, and 23, 24 seconds. Why would you bring that guy into the group? And then you know what he's going to be like, oh, no. Oh, man, I got to fix this shit. Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I got to fix this shit, right? Guess what he's going to do? He's going to do exactly what I trained him to do. You remember, What did I do when I first met him?
You sized him, but you spoke.
No, I ain't sized him. Think about
you
what I did. I planted a seed. So Ron's going to go up to Nikki and say, Nikki, hey, that guy, he ain't good for you. You want to know why, Nikki? Because when I first met him, he was talking to that girl. He was telling all those girls right over there, Nikki, he ain't that guy. Stay away from me. He's bad news. Yes. Wait. So Nikki's going to feel some kind of way, right? She's going to feel disrespected. So I've just separated from the herd because she's ready to give me a piece of her mind. Oh, really? Okay, I'll be right back. I'll be right back. Already separated from her. She going to come find me, and she going to give me a piece of her mind. How you gonna give me your number when you're talking to all these women? Hey, what's going on, Nikki? What's going on, girl? How you doing? No, don't go. Hey, Daryl, me. Why you talking to all these women? But baby girl, that's what I. Hey, baby, look, I go after what I want, and if you don't like it, you know, hey, I'll let you go. But it's see, come here. Let's talk about it. I'm gonna grab her hand, right? And I got a spot. I'm gonna take it to a nice little quiet spot at the side and everything. And say, look, you know, hey, look. Don't get me wrong. I love going after what I want. That's why I was talking to you. That's when I saw you, I wanted to get at you. But if you feel that what I'm doing is wrong and you don't want to talk to me anymore, that's cool. Do your thing. But, I mean, come on. I mean, what's up, Nick? You know, I'm talking that yak to her. You see what I'm saying? It's been that yak to her, right? So maybe I get a kiss. Maybe I won't. But I'm already in. I'm already
exactly.
in.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Though. Exactly.
All right. Right.
Ran it down from there.
Right. And oh wait a second, give me a second. I just but hey, money, my money, please, if you come in this room, please be respectful. Or just take your bitch ass right now. Not you call it. Hold on. Please be respectful. if you don't know what the fuck is going on, bitch, ask, motherfucker. This is what game's about, motherfucker. Don't assume shit, bitch. So take your fucking ass on if you don't like what the fuck you hear. Get your fucking ass out the room, motherfucker. I'm sorry. I talk to him sometimes that way.
You're good, bro.
All right, Avon. I'll get back with you, brother. All right, 100, man.
I appreciate you, bro. Real talk, bro.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. I appreciate that.
No, guys, you don't let
people come in and disrespect. One thing, listen, I love people coming into the room, but don't come in the room being disrespectful. I don't know that motherfucker. I was not disrespectful to him, but do not think that I'm some kind of a sucker. I'm allow you come in here talking that silly ass shit. Don't do that. Don't come in here like that. Be respectful of this room. We'll treat you with respect. You got to earn that shit. Do not come in this motherfucker thinking that you running shit. Talking about who the fuck I'm talking about. Bitch, what the fuck you talking about? Fuck you talking, man, I'm sorry, that's the DMV in me. I'm sorry. I got to calm myself down. I'm from the DMV, baby. That's that DC in me, dog. God damn. Sorry, dog. My bad. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not trying to trip, but let me get some of y'all questions. But that's what I'm saying. That's the DC in me, man. I don't play that shit. Anyway, so getting back to what I was saying, I know it was a question he asked. I forgot the guy asked the question. Guys, put a cue if y'all got a question. He said, what am I supposed to do on a date? What I do on a I keep telling you. You got to sound check the date before you go on a date. And this is y'all's problem. You don't have anything sound checked as far as a date. And I keep telling you where to sound check your date. So when you you're not actually going on a date. You're asking her to accompany you while you go to your favorite fucking spot. Hold on, I don't think y'all don't understand the fuck I just said. Let me slow that down because I don't think you understand what I'm saying. I'm not asking her actually for a date. I'm asking her to accompany with me. I'm asking her to accompany me where I'm going. But I'm going to make it so tantalizing that she's going to want to go. See, y'all are service drugs. Like, can we just go out on a date? Can we just go out on a date? That's all y'all be saying and shit. Nah. Y'all know my wine. Look, I don't drink, but y'all know my wine spot. Y'all know my wine spot. Damn, nigga, I'm just bullying you today, nigga. You the one today, so I'm just saying, like, hey, Nikki, you know I love you. I want you to accompany me to this wine bar called Unique's. It's a beautiful place, and let me tell you a little bit about it, why I like it so much. Not only does it have a nice, intimate area, but the beautiful thing about it, they got this band called Little Rays, and it's a jazz band. I love their jazz music. One of the songs that they have that I love the most is this song that they play called Black on Black Violence is Real, Bend Your Ass Over and Let Me Seal the Deal. And I love that song. And you know what? I'm going to make sure I introduce you to Lil Ray when I get the opportunity. But what I love the most about is the cheese board, the atmosphere. And I would love for you to accompany
me to that place. See that, guys? Sunday, 8 o'clock, and I love, you know what? I want you to wear that red dress or that black one. You know, I love black. Black, depending on the skin color, but black. I like the black on you, so wear that black. But come on, guys. You think she's going to say no to that shit? And then when she gets over there, dog, you already know the moves I'm going to make. And the waiter's already got everything locked down. I'm going to call the waiter up. Hey, I'm going to make two phone calls. I'm going to call Lil Ray up. And then if my waiter is K-Dog, I'm using K-Dog. If my waiter is K, I'm going to call K. I'm going to say, K, you good Saturday? I'm about to bring this fine joint through. You good? Yeah, I got you, Steve. Bet. We're going to be in that motherfucker about 8, 9 o'clock. I guess, fuck, I'll give you a specific time. We'll be there around 8:30. Hold, you got me held down? Bet. Then I'm going to call Lil Ray. Or Lil Ray. Pete, man, I've got this bad joint coming through. Are you going to be there? You going to be there Saturday night around 8:30? Kicking that shit? I bet. All right. Hey, make sure you cue that band up, man. All right? Right? You see what I'm saying? So then when I meet her and bring her over there, first as we sit down, K-Dog going to come through. Hey, what's up, K? Because since I go there all the time, he already knows my order. K, what's going on? Hey, I want to introduce you to Nikki. Hey, Nikki, this is my waiter, K, right there. K, hey, K, peek this. So I was at the club the other night and shit, and, you know, I saw her just sipping on some stuff, and, you know, these two guys is all weird and everything, but you know what? I kind of, like, gave her an opportunity. I bit her neck and tell her, I mean, come on, man, look at this. Look at Nikki, and I'm going to grab Nikki's hand. I mean, come on. Hey, come on, K. You ain't going to bite her neck and take her out of the tree. And then we're going to sit her down, get her drinks, all this other stuff. Then as he goes off, I'm going to say, Nikki, come here. And I'm going to grab her hand. I'm going to walk over. I want you to meet. I'm going to see Lil Ray at the bank. You know, Lil Ray is, you know, playing his jazz and shit. You know, after he... You know, that, hey, that's you, right, with the horn and shit. And I'm going to wait till he's done. Everyone's clapping. Then I'm going to grab your hand. I'm going to walk you over and say, hey, a Lil Ray, I want you to meet Nikki. Nikki, this Lil Ray, this is the guy that played Black on Black Violence, bend you over and let me do the silence, whatever the fuck it was, song was and everything. And I said, I want you to meet Nikki. This is the guy that I was telling you about. Hey, brother, can you play that song that I like so much? And then I'm going to grab her hand. I'm going to walk and sit her down. Come on, dog. It's already done. It's already done, son. But see, that's game. That's how you do it, brother. Come on, man. Give some of y'all the questions. What do I mean by sound checking? Sound checking is when you, every place you go to, okay, I always tell you the places. Lake, spread your ass cheeks to feed the ducks. You want to have a wine place that has a jazz band, as I said before, and they have a cheese board. You want to have a ice cream, cocoa, and coffee place and tea place that is not a major, not a Starbucks, not a major chain. You want to go to a mom and pop store. So give you an example. If I'm at a tea place from a mom and pop store, I want to know where the tea leaves come from, because that's what I'm going to talk when I'm asking her to accompany me. I'm going to tell her why I like these tea leaves, because these tea leaves come from a country called Alex. And, you know, it's a nice little country. They pick the leaves and you just got to taste the flavors of the tea. But also what I'm doing is with the teas, the coffees and the cocos, I'm going to have all their teas and all their cocos, and I'm going to ask them, do y'all have any pastries that go with this? Oh, you got a red velvet cake. Does that go good with this one? What goes good with that? What goes with this? Guys, this is a sound check, because I want to make sure I'm on fucking point, because if this is my spot, this is why I'm marketing me, because maybe she hasn't tried a cocoa with a little, because, hey, Nikki might like a little spice, right? Maybe there's a cocoa with a little cayenne pepper to it, a little bit of heat or something in the cocoa. And I know she likes heat, right? She likes spices and stuff. So I can introduce her to the cocoa that has heat, but also give her something for her palate. And that's how deep it is. See what I'm saying? That's the sound check. You've got a sound check. Where does that, what is it? The fat content in the ice cream?
The cocoa beans. You got to find out where the cocoa beans come from. You've got to know all this information because that's part of your guide. That's part of your guide breaking it down to her. You see what I'm saying? X-Dog asked a question. Let me get to this one. His question real quick. All right, lines are down, guys. So lines are down. So just ask questions. Lines are down. So all your questions will be answered. Just we shut the lines down and everything. So lines are down.